Wishing you a beautiful Wednesday and looking forward to continuing on our decluttering week. So on Monday, I got you to think about the top 1 to 3 areas of your life that you wanted to declutter. And then yesterday I asked you to look at why you wanted to do it, why you felt it needed to happen, and what you feel or how you feel your life would be different if you decluttered those areas. Like I've been saying through this process as well, it doesn't mean that things are necessarily bad. In some areas you might just want to freshen up or revive certain things that might feel a little bit stale, or you just want to do things a different way. So today it's looking about how we do that. So now you know which are the areas you want to focus on. The first thing you need to start with is finding a baby step to do that. Really interesting, because at the workshop where I taught at the weekend, we were talking about how sometimes when a goal or an outcome feels like Mount Everest, we just won't take that step. So when you want to declutter your life, it might feel like it'll take ages, or we'll never get to the outcome we want from decluttering. But just look at this as a step-by-step and a baby-step process to get there. So also I would feel with this part of your life that when there's stagnant energy around you, or things need to be freshened up, or you know there's any toxic energy around you that needs to be cleared, it is going to create a stalemate energy in your life. And that can be just where if you might be just stuck in similar patterns, or your life over the last couple of years has even felt the same. And I was talking to my husband about this morning, actually, while we were driving. And I was talking about areas of our life that seem to be just on repeat. And, you know, we would put it down to stresses, definitely, that have happened over the last couple of years and have had an impact on both of us and our life together. But what I was really saying is, though, like, we create our life. And I don't mean that from an airy-fairy spiritual place, even, of manifesting and creating, which I do believe in. But I don't mean it from that perspective. I mean it from taking action steps. If you want your life to be different, you have to do something different. And as a famous quote by Albert Einstein is, it says, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and expecting a different result. So when we're decluttering, it's about starting with our space. So no matter what 3 areas you have picked, even if one of them is your home, for example, one of them is finances, one of them is your love life, your relationships, doesn't matter what it is, you have to start with the energy around you. And the first point of call is your body. So it's looking at how to declutter from here. And these are the baby steps I'd like you to take this week. One baby step in 2 parts of your life: your body, including the mind, and your home. So the space that you're living in. So when you're clearing out the body, you're looking at what foods you may eat that don't agree with you. I'm not talking about eating chocolate that you like and you know, oh, it has calories in it. If it's fine and it goes into your system, okay, then that's grand. I'm talking about maybe things that don't agree with you. So I get a lot of bloating from dairy. I always have since I was younger. And I have to avoid it. But when I eat that, it actually makes me break out. It makes my energy very low. I actually get itchy on my body and I want to sleep a lot. So if I'm eating that over the course of a week, I'm going to feel more tired, less energy, not going to want to get out and do the walks and all the things that I should. So that's creating a stagnant energy straight away. If we're feeling low in the body, or the body isn't clean and crystal clear, then it affects our mind. Because if you're tired, it creates, you know, an energy of not feeling great or not wanting to think positively or actually thinking more negatively. And then if stress has come up, it kind of fits into the cycle we begin to start in. So what I would say here is to look at the body, including the mind, but more the body. What are you feeding it? What are you nourishing it with? And in terms of your food, your drink intake, the exercise you're getting, and also what you're surrounding yourself with. So people's energy, how you're talking to yourself, and what are your thoughts like. So one baby step this week that you could do is maybe just to make a list of the things that actually affect your body. That's it. From foods all the way up to people. That's the first thing to do. The second area then that I want you to focus on is, and take a baby step, is actually the space in which you live in. So you might rent a room in a house and your space is in one room, let's say. You might have your own home, an apartment, and be sharing a house with lots of people, whatever it is. And also if you're living in a busy household, like I live in a busy household, we have myself, my husband, my stepson, we have 2 dogs, my brother just moved out because he was living with us for a while, and the house was always packed and always lots of people's things in it. And I used to walk around the house and be like, oh my god, this is here and this is here and this is here, especially living with men. So you know, when you feel and clear out the energy of that, it actually starts to make you feel good. So if you ever actually decluttered, throw away clothes that don't serve a purpose. If you haven't worn it for 2 years, get rid of it. Throw out, you know, literal clutter that you have. Get rid of old paperwork around old things that may be like a drain in energy. Look at the things that are relating to your past, but in a negative way, that may need to go. And you can even do a little ritual around this. You know, you can actually get everything together and thank it and bless it and you know, get rid of it, pass it on to something else, pass it on to charity, rip up or shred up the paper. Or if you have a fireproof bowl, you know, burn certain things in that and dispose of it correctly. So this week it's about one baby step that you can take around your home. Again, it could be the list. Let me list it every single room or place in my space that needs to be cleared. I'm also going to include in your home would be your car as well. If you spend a lot of time in your car, even just going, you know, at the weekends even, or if you're in it during the week, you need that to be a clean and clear space. So picture waking up in like a really clean, comfortable version of where you want to be, driving in something that's clean, everything's pristine. How does it make you feel? I'm not talking about so immaculate it doesn't look like anybody's living there, but just a fresh feeling. There's nothing better. So it's about those two areas. Now you might say, but what has that got to do with my finances? What's that got to do with anything else? It actually has a lot to do with it, because if the area around your physical self and also how you're feeling in your physical self is stuck or stagnant, it's blocking energy and it's not allowing you the mental, emotional or energetic space to be able to create and change what you want in your life. So just start with that and then we'll move on to the next steps tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.